It's always a joy to be here, and thank you again for asking me to come. And it's a privilege to be.
It's going.
I think so. We're up to 11 seconds. Little things that Fiona's saying, little miracles. Life is made up of little things. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, is it's the little things that count. You know, we often get caught in a world where everything's chasing bigness. And, you know, I was just reflecting actually on just, you know, what would be the biggest church in Adelaide, for instance? I don't know. I mean, it might be one of, you know, Paradise or something like that. You know, but you know, most people in this city would not even know that it exists. You know, we think bigness and we think smallness, and we think that, you know, that's the way. But you know, as Fiona just said, there's little miracles that happen in every day. There's little miracles in little churches. There's little, life is lived actually one person at a time. And you know, as much as we get caught up in the ideas of bigness, what I want us to do this morning is to appreciate the value of the little things we do with each other and the significance of the little things we sow into each other's lives. Because it's not in the big things that the world has changed, it's in the little things. By small degrees, most things just happen as we go along. Here's a couple of quotes for you. A little bit thing is a little thing, but faithfulness in a little thing is a big thing. And that's true. Just, you know, be faithful. All of you can be faithful in little things. All of us experience lots of little things in every day. You know, we often have the idea that my life doesn't count much because we measure it by how big it is. You know, actually, it's the little things that count. And it's the faithfulness in those little things that really turn into big things. Here's another one. A little thing is a little thing. And I did that. Well, hang on. I must have clicked through too. There we go. Try this one first. There are many of us that are willing to do the great things for the Lord, but few of us are willing to do the little things. How important is that? You know, I was just listening yesterday to, I don't know if any of you did, to the memorial service for Ken Chant, Barry's brother who passed away. I don't know, did you watch it at all? It was, don't have to, but I mean, I took my father-in-law is in nursing home, who knows him, so we watched it together, the nursing home yesterday. Ken was an amazing guy. As much as you think Barry's amazing, Ken's also astounding. Two brothers, formidable figures in our movement. These two giants that existed. But you know, he ended up creating probably one of the world's biggest Bible colleges, Ken Chant. Has over 1 million people that have graduated from his Bible college. He has thousands and thousands of people around the world that are still doing it. He's written over, how many books was it, Fiona? 400 to 500 books and journals and things that he's written. Amazing. But you know where it all started? In Launceston, Tasmania, when he was pastoring a little church there. And the slogan for the little Bible college that he started, with the teaching class that he started, was "The Whole Word for the Whole World." And his Barry, in his message yesterday, the eulogy that he was giving, said, you know, when he came up with that secretly, he said, I thought, that's pretty, you know, grand thought and a bit full of yourself to think the whole world. But he didn't dare say it to his brother, because his brother was a pretty fiery sort of character. And he believed it. But little things can turn into big things where there's the atmosphere of faithfulness. And, you know, we should never underestimate. That's the wrong one. We should never underestimate what we can achieve. Little things are little. A faithfulness in a little creates big. Here's some classic statements. You've all heard them. Little things make big things happen. Inch by inch, everything's a cinch. The longest journey begins with a single step. Good things come in small packages. A stitch in time saves life. If you forget the little, you'll muck up on the big.
And the devil's actually in the detail.
Don't ever forget to read the small print. And the last one, the Dutch expression that my parents used to use, my father particularly used to say, op de kleintjes passen, which means look after the little things. And he talked about the context of it's the little things in life that actually count. And the best way to actually achieve is to actually save all the little bits of cash and stuff that you have. Wherever you have an opportunity, grab the little things and soon they'll amount to much. And it was a philosophy of life that he lived by, but it was very true. And I was reflecting on this in the context of what we achieve in a church like this, or in any environment of our lives. We can sometimes measure ourselves by the world's views of bigness, but how big is big anyway? How big do you have to be before you count? Now, I was watching a conference the other day on the television. It was all these people gathered in some United Nations event, convention that was there. There were 1,000 people probably in the auditorium, all with their importance, you know. They'd been invited and they're all sitting there like this. But, you know, I looked at them, I have no idea who you are. No idea. I was reading a comment on Facebook yesterday by Pastor Mike Groom, who you know, many of you know from Adelaide CRC, and he's actually over in America at the moment, and in Valhalla in South Carolina. And he's standing there, he's got a picture of his wife with this woman next to him on this lake. And he says, can you believe it? She didn't even know what Australia was. Well, I do believe that, because I remember when I was in South Carolina or in Georgia, I went to a barbecue there and with all these people, and they were fascinated by my accent, of course. And where do you come from? Australia. Oh, Australia. Australia. And this lady says, Australia? Was that a long walk? She didn't have no idea. And of course, in you know, here's this little land called Australia down under. You know, South Australia is one of the more or less potent of the states in terms of profile. Everyone thinks Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, yeah, gets a lot of negative press, which I'm grateful for, because it keeps the beauty to ourselves. Because, you know, seriously, having lived in other parts of Australia, we've got an amazing place to live. You know, in the Adelaide Hills, just wow, what a blessing. But, you know, we're considered to be at the backside of Australia. Macclesfield's not exactly, a lot of people don't know where Macclesfield is. When I said to someone the other day, I was going to preach in Macclesfield this Sunday, they said, oh, where's that? So, you know, I said, well, it's got one of the best little churches I know, and it's got one of the best hotels and dining places you can go to. You know, it's a special little town. You know, but we may think we're insignificant, but you won't believe the significance of what you can achieve through your life and the people you touch. May you, Alex, this week really have a successful week. We prayed for it. You know, wherever you go, wherever you do, it's the little things that will actually count. And don't underestimate the significance of what you sow and what you give out of. Here's a couple of them. Picking up the wrong thing. Here's a couple of key verses. Isaiah 28. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. It's the detail that is really important, the little bit at a time that you achieve. You know, most of the things that you achieve by actually plotting. And I just felt I wanted to give a word to someone here this morning. And I really don't know who to give it to. So who feels that this fits for them, you can take it on board. So I just felt like God wanted to say to somebody here, don't give up plotting. Does anybody feel like that's maybe a word? Or I'll give it to you. You're the first one to go for it. Kingsley, you know. I always want to call you Wesley, which is not bad. It's not bad. Kingsley. I got it right, though, didn't I? Fantastic. Kingsley, you know, don't underestimate this. Yeah, there's some cards there. And you're the scribe. She'll write them on little cards for you. All right. But I read a couple of things while I was reflecting on this last night. Einstein said, he said, I'm not smart, but I've learned to stay with the problem. And I thought, that's, you know, well, I don't know that he wasn't smart, but he's saying it was the issue of perseverance that was really important. And it was William Carey who came up with this statement, I can plod. William Carey was a great missionary of India, brought the gospel. He says, I can plod. I can persevere in any definite pursuit. To this, I owe everything. And I just felt like God was going to say that to you too, Kingsley. You put your hand up for it, so I'm going to believe it's for you. All right? Because sometimes we become weary and feel like, you know, there's not much more I can do. But just keep plodding. Keep going. Psalm 62:1 says, my soul finds rest in God alone. And I just want you to understand the little that you do out of rest is much more than the big you try to do out of personal energy, you know, and striving. Just relax. Isaiah 40:31 challenges us to mount up on the wings of eagles, and our strength will be restored, and our youth will be renewed. Now, I know you've had your fair share of health challenge, but, you know, that's a word for much more than just physical. It's the emotional, it's the spiritual, it's every arena of your life. Just keep plodding, keep going, keep persevering. You'll never believe what those little steps will lead to. Psalm 103:5 talks into that context as well. Ezekiel 36:26 talks about the new heart, the new spirit that's in you. So, you know, live out of that new sense of what God has made you into, and those things that he takes you on the journey of, from faith to faith, step by step, inch by inch, a little bit at a time. Keep plodding. And finally, 1 Peter 5:10, and he himself will restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. Does that connect with you?
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, well, why don't we just pray? Lord, there's been a good day of prayer in this room, and we thank you that we can pray for Kingsley as well. That Father, that capacity to just keep plodding, to keep going, to keep pushing through will be his experience in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. It's the little things that count so many times, not the big things. The little acts of kindness that you do. You know, you can choose every day to do something that would just express kindness to the world around about you. To just go the extra mile. To just do something for somebody else. To do something that's unexpected. Don't underestimate what that can mean. Not only do to you in doing it, but in the person receiving, the little acts of kindness. If we just live that out all the more, how much more could happen? You know, the really kind things that I do every day is bring my wife breakfast in bed. Since she's been home, I thought, I'm going to do this for her. It's a little act of kindness, in which she appreciates immensely. You know, and it's just nice to do little things that, you know, I'm not going to get any great, well, I do, she encourages me and thanks me, but, you know, it's not going to turn the world upside down exactly, is it? But it's a lovely thing to do. And there's lots of lovely little things that you can do. Little acts of kindness. Little expressions of respect. I mean, you know, it used to be that you would always open the door for a woman, let her through first, you know. Now, you know, some of those things culturally are considered an affront nowadays. You know, like, do you think I'm a lesser person? No, but you know, there are many ways that we can just show respect for somebody else, that we appreciate them, that we value them, that their word is something we honour and respect. Little acts of respect. Little gifts of time. How awesome it is to be able to use your time in unpredictable ways today. You know, some people have it all so scheduled out, the big things have to be put. And I believe in organising myself, and the big things should be done right. But, you know, there should always be room for the interruption, for the little bits of time that you hadn't anticipated. In fact, I read once, and it's true, look at Jesus' life. How much of his ministry happened out of interruptions? Nearly all of it. And it got the disciples at various points really upset, because they were on the way to somewhere and they didn't have time to stop. They were pushing through. But the little bits of time were important. What can you do? You know, in my pastoral ministry, one of the things I've always tried to do, I guess with varying degrees of success, but to make sure I was open to people at the times when they came and the circumstances that were demanded. You know, sometimes I'd have my day, I always have my days planned out, but we're in the people business. And, you know, people's schedules sometimes are unpredictable, you know, they interrupt you. Have space for that. Be ready for the conversation that might go a little bit longer at the shop rather than rushing off because you've got to go on to the next thing. What might happen in your day? What could God be putting and orchestrating that in just a few words, a little act of kindness, a little bit of time spent could actually change and transform? Little signs of endearment. Little squeeze of the hand, a little tap on the arm, a little wink. See, they're not big acts, but you know, a wink can be transformational. A little smile, doesn't take much effort, but it can change the atmosphere around you and you to other people. I just say, Lord, help me to respond in ways that will show endearment. And now, I don't know whether you're going to go with your messy church idea or not. From what I understand, messy church is about trying to create space for kids, particularly in the community, to just respond in unexpected and unorganised ways. Is that right? You know a lot more about it than me. But you know, having time for children is really important. Not just your own, but to have time where you actually invest into little lives and be interested in them. You know, the little girls here this morning, what a joy they were. But I made sure I said hello to them, not because I'm going to preach on this, but I want them to feel like I'm noticing them too. You know, kids are really important. You know, and my dad was a classic. I don't know that it's that safe to do nowadays, but he always had a pocket full of peppermints. And people knew that they could go up to him and he'd give them a peppermint. And as kids, we used to always like to put our hands in his pocket and pull out a peppermint, which is probably not very appropriate. But in today's, except if you're his own son, I guess. But, you know, he thought that way. How can I create the space for kids to come into my world? We were talking about this with our son the other day, just about what can we do as grandparents that will lift our lives and the environment of our home for our grandkids to a level where they expect the little things that will happen when they come there, the little surprises. And those things that we create energy into their lives. You know, what am I saying? Is that very spiritual? You damn right it is. You know, that's what the Lord says. He says, make time. Because the kingdom of heaven, he said, is made up of the little things. Listen to this. At the time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Isn't that the question? Big, great. Me, look at me. And he called a little child and had him stand amongst them. And he said, I'll tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children,
you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me.
When I rang you through the week, and I said, is there anything you want me to speak into? He said, oh, no, nothing really. He says, oh, we're starting a messy church. And immediately my mind went to kids, and the small and the little. And I went off thinking about this, and out of that came these ideas. But, you know, I just want to encourage you, in whatever ways you can, the little things you do as a community of faith can transform a bigger world around you. And who knows what's going to happen? Might not be that idea, maybe something else God gives you. But don't underestimate the significance. And don't underestimate the significance of what you are as a church. I mean, Anne politely, I guess, told us a few people that wouldn't be here today. And I guess she is part of the pastoral leadership team, feels when a guest comes you want to have everybody there. And, you know, but look, guys, I'm not impressed by the numbers. I mean, last Sunday, where was I speaking last Sunday? Sunday before. I've been in a couple of our bigger churches the last weeks. I was lecturing on Monday night, on Wednesday night at our Port Life Church to their class, one of their classes. They've got 90 people doing their midweek teaching course that they're doing. And I had one of the classes there. They had 450 people, they said, at their church on Sunday. They were packed. You know, it's really growing and developing, that church. But that doesn't impress me. It's the individuals that make up that church that impress me. And it's you guys. I love coming here because I feel the sincerity of your faith. And you guys sing with such gusto. You know, I don't know whether it's the amp, just the acoustics of the room. But I don't think it is. It's you. You're the acoustic. You know, I love the way you sing. And you sing songs that we don't sing anywhere else. So that's also nice. So, you know, I have a chance with Fiona to move around our movements a lot. And I tell you what, the significance of the little is as significant as the big. Or more significant than the big. Because in the end, it all reduces back down to little people. We're all individuals. And God's heart is for the individual. And he says up there, the kingdom of heaven is like that.
Let me just share this passage as well. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honoured by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand even know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. It's not about the praises of men. It's not about the big things that everyone, that's the show. It's, well done, good and faithful servant. Can I give a word to you as well? Have I given you a word before? Don't think so. I've given words to lots of you, so I don't want, you know, Fiona, if you could be ready and scribed up, that'd be good. I just want to pick up on that little thought there as well. I just feel like God wants to say over your world that the shadow that's been cast is lifting. You know, there may well be some things that have just been there for a long time that have just, you thought, I don't know if I can make it through this. Well, I just feel like God wants to say to you, the same verse I gave, I think, to Kingsley before, 1 Peter 5:10, that he will restore you and make you strong and firm and steadfast. Because I feel like the long shadow that's been cast is lifting. There is a season for shadows, by the way. You know, if we're in the blaring sun all day, it's not a good spot. You know, we need the shade sometimes to go retreat into. But, you know, I don't think that's where we need to live, cowering in the shadows. And I feel like God wants to say to you that time is coming to come out. And, you know, I don't know if that means anything specifically to you, but Ephesians 3:20 says, he's able to do far more than you could ever ask or imagine.
Just watch what happens as you start to take those little steps of faith. Because I don't think you have to rush out. It's just start to move. A bit like Kingsley, plod on. But for you particularly, it's time to... You've been faithful in lots of little things. Now you're going to become faithful in much. And you're going to come out of what's been appearing in the shadows into a place of more greater clarity and openness. Ezekiel 34:26 talks about the rain that's in season and the rain that falls out of season. You know, we could do with some out of season rain right now, couldn't we? In a sense, or maybe not, because the hay would get wrecked, wouldn't it? But not say too much in a rural environment. But I know my son's dams are very low, and but there's a rain that's in season, there's a rain that's out of season. But it says, nonetheless, God will bring his showers of blessing. And I want you to know, both in season and out of season, the blessings of God can flow. Jeremiah 50:34, great verse, says, your Redeemer is strong, and the Lord Almighty is his name, and he will vigorously defend your cause, bringing rest to your land. So believe for that, you know, that God's on your side. Hallelujah. Talk about us being little and him being great. You know, we draw on his greatness in our littleness. Matthew 25:23, the verse I had up there before. As you're faithful in little, become faithful in much. And then it says, come and share in your master's happiness. So, Lord, what was your name again?
Anna.
And Lord, we just pray for Anna as well. That, Lord, she would just feel the shadow lifting, and that the faithfulness that she's been expressing with her world would turn into great fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Amen.
When you look at Jesus, and we've already talked, Fiona alluded to this, and was shared during communion as well, you know, the little things were big. Look at these things. Mustard seed and the yeast, it's the little bit, can produce a huge effect. The little things you sow into your world and life can amplify out like you wouldn't believe. The widow's mite, the little bit she had, was important. The narrow door, the lost sheep, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish you just heard before, the 12. You know, it was never the big numbers that Jesus transformed his world by. He did it in small increments. He did it by plodding around the countryside for the years that he did. Jesus understood the power of the little, and he invested into you and I the greatness of God and the presence of Jesus Christ himself, the Holy Spirit in you, the hope of glory, that he should be in us, in this little me. It's amazing. It's overwhelming to think that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. But we are. Hallelujah. And in that context, the little becomes big. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, don't take place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may be invited. And if so, the host who invited you would say to you, give this man your seat, and then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you're invited, take the lowest place so that your host comes and he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
The way up in the kingdom is always down. You know, and it's the little, it's the diminishing of ourselves. And yet the pumping up of the ego that Satan vests into us, that spirit of our world that says, my importance, my significance, I want to sit at the head table, that I might decrease, John the Baptist said, that he might increase. May you just continue to grow in that. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know this, it'll hold lots and lots of little things, and some of them may grow into some big things. Don't underestimate the little things you do here week by week. Don't underestimate the way you sow into each other's lives. Don't underestimate the acts of kindness, the little time you spend here and there with the people that come into your world. Who knows where it will lead? and trust that the Holy Spirit will work through those little things to make some big things happen.
Determined to do the little things well, and the big things invariably will look after themselves. And remember, the power of the many doing little is always far more than the few
doing the big. Always remember that that image just comes to mind as I'm speaking, of Gulliver's Travels. Remember, with the giant and all the little Lilliputians, whatever they're called. You know, they got one strand they all had, you know. But by the end of all the strands, the giant was unable to move. You know, the little things that you do add to the little things that you do and the little things that I do. And before we know it, the giant, the spirit of this world, can be overcome. Hallelujah. We sang about it before. I love those songs on revival. But it's not just a song, it's a reality of what can happen as the few achieve a little but end up doing much. Hallelujah. Finally, the parable of the growing seed. He also said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A person scatters the seed on the ground, night and day. Whether he sleeps, gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though they don't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk and the head, then the full kernel and the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts it to the sickle because the harvest has come. Now, I emphasize there, all by itself. It's the power of Christ working through you. It's the little things that happen on an incremental scale. You look at a plant, you can't see it grow. Come back a few weeks later and you've seen its growth, because it happens in small bits, but it will grow all by itself. And as we do the little, God will allow much to happen. So I leave those thoughts with you this morning and finish off with these words. Whoever is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Let's stand together, shall we? We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being a small church in a small town, in a small state, in a small country, on the backside of who knows what. But we're here, Lord, and we thank you that our smallness gives space for your bigness. And we thank you, Lord, that the little things we do in our world can be transformational. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless these people as they continue to faithfully present the word of God to the community they live in. We do pray for Macclesfield. We do pray for this region of the hills. We do pray for our city and state. We pray for our nation, and we pray for this world. We thank you, Lord, you always did it with small. You chose 12 and they transformed the world, not because of who they were, but because of the Spirit of Christ within them. And that same Spirit is alive in us. As we're faithful in the little, Lord, help us to be faithful in much. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well,